أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا ورضوا بالحياة الدنيا واطمأنوا بها والذين هم عن آياتنا غافلون أولئك مأواهم النار بما كانوا يكسبون. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات يهديهم ربهم بإيمانهم، تجري من تحتهم الأنهار في جنات النعيم. دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام، وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. صدق الله العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In a big gathering we make salam to somebody, and we don't make salam to somebody, they get offended that he made salam to him and never make salam to me. So one salam I make for everybody, and let's give one another dua. أحبك الذي أحببتني له. May Allah Ta'ala also love us, for whose sake we love one another. I have recited verses of the Quran from Para 11, Surah Yunus, verse 7 and 10. First of all, we make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah inspire me to say the correct words at the correct time. And his advices are for me first. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Not claim to be pious. Allah knows best who is most pious. Sometimes Allah takes deen work from fasik and fajr person like myself. Allah give me tawfiq of rectifying our mistakes before we pass away. Every day we are attending janazas, either somebody from our family or somebody from our friends, or in the social media there's a janaza group. Sometimes 2-3 janazas a day we read. And one day a time is going to come, we also have to leave this world. Now what is the driving force for us to obey the commands of Allah and follow the beautiful sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? One is, we have firm belief in Allah, firm belief in our beloved Rasulullah, the last and final Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Firm belief in the life after death, the day of Qiyamah is true, Jannah paradise is true, Jahannam hellfire is also true. Allah sent our beloved Rasulullah some of the glorious Quran, which was revealed to our beloved Rasulullah over a period of 23 years. And every ayah, verse of the Quran is important. We all got our shortcomings. We cannot claim that we practice on every ayat of the Quran. We all have our mistakes and shortcomings. But we make some effort to make tawbah, istighfar, and try to become better Muslims. So in this verse number 7 and 10, to 10, Para Yunus, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا وَرَدُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاتْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ. These non-Muslim disbelievers, open sinners, who do not have iman in Allah and do not remember death, that one day we have to leave this world and we have to answer for our deeds in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, "Waradu bil hayati dunya." For them, this worldly life is everything. In Islam, we have halal and haram. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah gonna ask us the little Islamic knowledge we had. How much did we practice on it? How we earn our wealth? How we spend our wealth? And we're not free to earn our money however we want to. And we're not also free to spend our money how we want to. Whatever bounties of Allah Ta'ala we are enjoying, to make shukr of it is to use it in the obedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Start off with the little health and wealth that we have. Allah has given us eyesight to see. We use it to recite the Quran. We use it to look at our parents with love and respect. Allah take us for Hajj and Umrah to look at the Kaaba. To make salam with a Muslim brother with a smiling face is also rewarding, to put some happiness in the heart of a Muslim. If they're going through some difficulty, we have ta'ziyat, words of condolence. We don't say, "Hey, you deserve this punishment." We don't say such type of words. That person is going through a turmoil and you put him more down. That is not the right way. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that to create happiness in the heart of a Muslim is an ibadat on its own. Allah will give you that happiness also. And normally, the holiday seasons, we know November, December, the universities would be closing, the high schools would be closing. And many people that work for factories and big businesses, chain stores, etc., many of them give that annual 3 weeks leave or 6 weeks leave, whatever. Now, very, very important, now people are planning how I'm going to spend my holiday. Islam is such a beautiful religion to have little light moments with our wife, children, to see nature, the beautiful ocean, to see the wonderful trees, to see mountains, gardens. It's rewarding. We say, Subhanallah, Allah created the ocean. And whenever I stand in front of the ocean, I think of the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that a person comes with sins equivalent to the ocean, and they make sincere repentance and Allah will forgive them. So I say, my sins are like the ocean. Recite Astaghfirullah a few times. Recite Sayyidul Istighfar. And each person knows his own personal life, morning to evening, what good actions we are doing and what sins and wrongs we are doing. May Allah give us tawfiq of making tawbah and istighfar. After Iman, the most important pillar is to read our Faraz Salah on its prescribed time. The women folk at home and the males with Jama'ah. And we read our Salat with Jama'ah, the rewards are 27 times more than reading individually. For 40 days we read our Salat with Jama'ah. Allah will make our Iman sincere. Now, Allah says in this verse, very next verse, those that are unmindful or take the commands of Allah as a joke, not serious. This money belongs to me, I can go to the casino, I can go to the nightclub, I can go to the pub and have alcohol, etc. That is not the right way. The very next verse Allah says, those that think that they can do what they want, live how they want, أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. The abode will be Jahannam, the fire of hell. And Allah is just. Allah does not punish anybody unnecessarily. Allah says, بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. What haram action you did in the world, now you face the consequences. And whenever Allah speaks about Jahannam, He speaks about Jannah also. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. Those that have true iman on Allah and akhirat and do good actions, See, we have a beautiful tree that giving delicious fruits, mangoes, peaches, plums, apricots, etc. It's a sign that the tree has a good root. It was watered nicely, taken care by the people that are in charge of the orchards, etc. Then we get delicious fruits. But sometimes people say, you know what, my iman is in the heart. I'm very pious. I know what I'm doing. But what is in your heart, the time of Farz Salah, you are not reading your Farz Salah. Or you're reading very lazily. There's no importance of reading it with Jama'ah. Or you're going to some haram venue and haram place. And the Shias and the deviated groups, they don't show respect to the Sahaba, to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So many of the authentic teachings of Rasulullah that are mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, the famous Hadith Kitab Ibn Majah, the Shias rejected. They say, we are the people of the Quran, we are following the Quran. But to understand the Quran, you have to understand the teaching and the life of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mud'a, temporary marriage, is completely haram. You make nikah for somebody for 1 month or for 1 week, you're going somewhere for a holiday, just pick up anybody from the street and make nikah. That is all haram and wrong. And the nikah must be done in the masjid in public, not in secret. And the parents of the boy and the girl must give permission, consent, and people must know about it. And from the beginning, the intention of the nikah must not be to get married for a few weeks or whatever. And also sometimes, Allah protect everybody's nikah. In a state of anger, a person gave 3 divorces to their wife, and now is regretting, and they want to reconcile. And only if the wife marries somebody else, and when she's making the nikah, they mustn't make the condition that you marry me for 2 weeks or 1 month. They call it halala. Just to get back to the first husband, she get married to the somebody for 1 month, and then after 1 month you divorce me, she'll spend her iddat and then get back to the first husband. This is also haram, known as halala. May Allah protect us. Now there are simple good actions that we can do that will earn us great reward. Number one is when the azan is being given, reply to the azan verbally and physically is come to the masjid, males and women folk at home. The other is while making wuzu, read the du'as for wuzu. Bismillah walhamdulillah. Allahumma ighfir li zambi wasi'li fi dari wa barik li fi rizqi. Allahumma ij'alni min at-tawwabin waj'alni min al-mutatahhirin. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh. The English meaning of this du'as in the madrasa books of our children. If you know the meaning, read it with feelings, etc. Allah make it easy for everybody, inshallah al-aziz. We try to read our Farz Salah on his time, but Sunnah and Nawafil Salah also, not necessarily in the masjid, even at home we can read the Rahmah of Allah come in our homes. And on the day of Qiyamah, when there's deficiency in our Farz Salah, Allah will say, look at the Sunnah and Nawafil Salah, it will compensate for the Farz. And after the Farz Salah, we recite Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa wal hayyul qayyum. It is mentioned a person passes away before the next salah, the abode will be Jannah. And very, very important, we have huququllah and huququl ibad, rights unto Allah and rights unto people. Once our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the companions, who is a bankrupt person? The Sahabas replied, those that do not have any money, they're very poor, that is a bankrupt person. Our beloved Rasulullah mentioned a person that comes with a lot of good actions on the day of Qiyamah, but he did not fulfill the rights of one another, huququl ibad. One is we have our mu'amalat and mu'asharat, our monetary dealings. There's a verse in the Quran, وإن كثيرا من الخلطاء ليبغي بعضهم على بعض إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. Many business partners, they oppress one another, but those that have iman, concern of reckoning on the day of Qiyamah, and do good actions as far as possible, try to be just and fair. The laws of inheritance is a very just law. Generally, the ulama will just give the percentage what each person, survivor of the deceased, will get, what the wife, how many sons, how many daughters, the parents, etc. But the actual value amount of the estate, that the family members have to make mashura and decide among themselves whether the estate is worth 20,000 or 100,000 or 1 million or 20 million or 100 million, whatever. That the ulama can't say, is the family members have to sit. And each one must know that we have to answer on the day of Qiyamah. Allah make us to be just and fair. And mu'asharat, our social life, our interaction with our wife, our children, our parents. I got a very good kitab by me in Urdu, Dard-e-Muhabbat. Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah, Allah grant him the highest rank in Jannah. And some of his murids have translated certain parts of the book in the English language. And Mawlana explains about how we must behave at home with our wife and our children, appreciate the cooking, etc. If somebody tells us something that we don't like, we feel upset. Now, if your life partner, you tell them something that they don't like, then they will also feel upset. And we must look at the good qualities of one another. The perfect couple will be in Jannah. In this world, the wife may have some shortcomings, the husband may have shortcomings. But generally, Allah made the husband physically more strong. Other no circumstance ever lift our hand on them. It says, "A'udhu billahi min sharri," and walk away. And if they're doing something haram for the sake of Allah, we can just raise our voice. For example, the azan is going, and they are busy listening to some radio program or something. Tell me, azan is going, off the radio. Reply to the azan, read your salah. And we know the shaitan watches Hollywood, Bollywood films, those X-rated films, destroys the character of the people. And without a word of exaggeration, I'm speaking the house of Allah. Those that watch X-rated films, the marital partner is not enough for them. They end up committing zina. Sometimes either the wife is committing zina or either the husband is committing zina is a direct result of these X-rated films. May Allah protect us. We got Jannah to enjoy ourselves. And life in this world is short. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَعْوَىٰ. Whosoever out of the fear of Allah abstain from sins and gunas, the abode will be Jannah. And once we enter Jannah, what happiness we'll have. Allah expressed the happiness of the sincere servants of Allah in this verse of the Quran, verse number 10 in Surah Yunus. دَعْوَاهُمْ فِيهَا سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَتَحِيَّتُهُمْ فِيهَا سَلَامٌ وَآخِرُ دَعْوَاهُمْ أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When the Jannatis will enter Jannah, out of happiness they'll praise Allah. Glory be to Allah. And Allah and the angels will make salam to the inhabitants of Jannah. One is another verse, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum fa ni'ma uqbad dar. Be peace on you, the patience you endured from the oppressors, our brothers in Palestine, Gaza, and India, and different cities and countries of the world, the oppressive rulers are mercilessly making them shaheed. But those shuhada read the Faraz Salah before passing away. Those shuhada were not involved in alcohol or anything haram. Jannah, paradise is waiting for our shuhada. And whatever we desire, Allah will give it to us. And we cannot enjoy ourselves to maximum in this world. Here we eat and drink, we take few more, then we are full, we cannot eat. We start burping or get indigestion. In Jannah, there's no toilet, there's enjoyment. And here we make nikah to the most pretty woman. After a few years, we become parents. Then we become grandparents. And then time to leave this world. So don't be deceived by this worldly life. Link ourselves to the program that takes place in this masjid. On Tuesday evenings, I have my program. Our Jamaat brothers have the Fazaila Amal Ta'aleem. Our respected Mufti Sahib on Saturdays after us have his majlis. Hadmaniyas Patel Sahib have his program. In Islam, we complement one another. We don't compete with one another. And we feel extremely happy that people sit in the programs that will make give them tawfiq of making tawbah and they become very good Muslims. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing. Time is up. Read our sunnah and muqtada also, inshallah, Allah Aziz.